Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. On today's show, we're talking about why foreplay matters to you and your spouse and how you can incorporate more of this in your marriage.
And there's a quote attributed to Anonymous that says, sex is always better when you build up the sexual tension with foreplay.
I agree.
Yeah. Sexual tension is a good thing.
We had very good foreplay the other night.
Great sex.
We did.
Hand in hand.
Amen.
Before we jump into talking about foreplay in today's show, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug.
And, yep.
You know, every week the hug is an opportunity for us to celebrate you, to celebrate the action that you're taking in your marriage and the intentionality that you're bringing to your relationship. And this hug came from a comment on a post that was in the One Family Facebook group that said, since finding the One Extraordinary Marriage podcast in the One Family Facebook group a few days ago, my husband and I have made some big changes already. We started a 30-day sex challenge, 30 days of love notes, words of affirmation challenge, and are incorporating weekly date nights.
Wow. Come on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about take action and be intentional. She goes on to say, this past year, we kind of forgot how to be an us while we navigated being new parents, exhausted, impatient, unspoken expectations, passing the baby back and forth, and each doing our own thing, even though we were both working from home all year. In the past 4 days, we have had more sex, love notes, and deep, not just surface level conversations. All of this was sparked from listening to your podcast together. Our love for each other feels renewed, and I am more committed than ever before to give our marriage the time, attention, and work it deserves. Our family counts on it.
Oh, love it.
It's incredible to me. Like, I never cease to be amazed what can happen when somebody gets intentional about one area of their lives.
Yeah, it really is. And a big kudos to each and every one of you who do that. You jump in and you're intentional, like this couple is, and you take action like something I can't even think of. Like, it's just amazing to me, because really for Elise and I, it took like that first 60-day sex challenge for us to really go, oh wow. Now, were we seeing some breakthrough along the way? Yeah. But it wasn't until after that 60 days that we were like, whoa. And to see how quickly you guys are jumping on and just moving, it's just truly, to me, it just warms my heart. I got to say, like, I think that's what I...
Tony's got the warm fuzzies right now. If you
I
all
do.
Can
it
see.
It just makes me... It's like a proud dad who gets to just look at his son or his daughter and go, well done. Mm-hmm. And to this couple and to so many others in the One Family, well done.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this topic for today's show is one of those topics that, you know, doesn't get a lot of attention and can be one of those areas where it feels a little bit like, how do we take action in this area? How do we talk about this? Because, you know, our topic today is foreplay, right? All the stuff that happens before sex. And, you know, that's anything and everything. And I'll tell you, I mean, I like definitions when we're doing a show like this. And I don't usually use the Wikipedia definition. But I actually liked the way it pulled so much stuff together, because it said foreplay is any emotionally and physically intimate act between two people meant to create sexual arousal and desire for sexual activity. Although it's typically understood as physical sexual activity, non-physical activities such as mental or verbal acts may in some contexts be foreplay.
What I love about that, it takes in our emotional intimacy, our physical intimacy, and it could even take in...
I'm going to say even the non-physical activities, we could throw in a little recreational intimacy as
well. That's what I was looking at there. I was going to say recreational intimacy as well.
Plus the sexual. So you got four. Foreplay actually can cover four of the six pillars of intimacy.
Yeah.
So pay attention, because as you're thinking about this in your own marriage, you may start to go, okay, what does this look like? Mm-hmm. Because you may have only been thinking prior to the show, you may have only been thinking foreplay is a sexual act, right? I mean, that's logical if you've only been thinking that.
Sure.
Totally. That's where I would have been.
Mm-hmm. Oh, years 25 ago.
25 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think even sometimes for us, even now, it can still be like, okay, this is going to just lead
sexual
to sex.
And physical.
This
bam,
is
bam.
Like foreplay is part of that sexual intimacy pillar only. And yet it has its tentacles and others.
Yeah. And those are good tentacles, by the way.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. But you all need to know how important this is. We recently polled the one family on Instagram, and we asked the question, you know, does foreplay make a difference when the two of you have sex? And I think this is probably the highest yes we've ever had in response to one of our questions mm-hmm. on Instagram. 97% of you said, yes, foreplay does make a difference.
Yeah.
I was slightly blown away. I actually thought it was going to be very high, but to see it in black and white. And then we asked the question, okay, well, how many of you feel like your spouse knows what you like when it comes to foreplay? And that answer was 64%.
Which is really high still. When I think about that, I thought that number was going to be actually lower, and yet it's over, you know, 50%. I mean, 64% of you feel like your spouse knows what you like when it comes to foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
And yet that still leaves us a bit of a gap.
30-some%.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, that would be 33%.
Yeah, 30-some.
Gap of, wait a minute, my spouse doesn't know.
Right.
Or I haven't been able to communicate or share, or we haven't been able to bridge that
mm-hmm.
so we can experience the foreplay we both desire or that I desire. It's okay. I think Elisa and I even realized in our own marriage that we had to speak up
mm-hmm.
and go, hey, this is how I get turned on.
Yeah.
This is how I get aroused by you performing foreplay, be it emotional, be it a physical, be it a recreational way.
And let me say one more thing about these results too. This wasn't just the women responding.
No, not at all.
Right. So I don't want everybody to be like, oh, well, that's just ladies saying that their husbands don't know what they need. No, no, no. There were a lot of men who said, my wife doesn't know. And that's important because foreplay is one of those topics that doesn't get a lot of attention, right? Most people are not sitting down and saying, okay, here's how you have a conversation about foreplay,
mm-hmm.
right? And so couples are having to figure this out on their own. But if you're not resourced to talk about sex, and I actually do believe that a lot of those people and the contributing factor to the 64% that feel like their spouse does is that there are a lot of people that have been plugged into the one family, that have been plugged into the one extraordinary
yeah.
marriage show, who have said, oh, I'm becoming equipped in this area. This has
yeah.
actually gotten better in my marriage because I've been intentional and I've taken action. But I will tell you guys, for first, well, I don't know, I would say up until we did the 60 Days of Sex Challenge at year 11, all of that time, over a decade, foreplay in our marriage was not a conversation.
Oh, no, not at all.
I wish you could see Tony's face. He's like,
whoa.
That we never talked about.
I honestly do not think we ever discussed foreplay in the first 11 years of our marriage.
I mean, we weren't discussing the act of sex. There was hardly any conversation. There wouldn't have been a conversation around foreplay.
Yeah, I think it was just something that we knew had to be done. But even
then,
right. But I'm really trying to think here, and it's hard. I mean, to even think back to us having a discussion until the 60 day sex challenge happened, because while we were in that, we began to realize that the arousal part, the foreplay part, was going to allow us to experience the sexual intimacy
mm-hmm.
that we wanted to have during that challenge. And that's when we begin to go, oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
There's more to this experience than just.
It's just like, I'm trying to think, and I just can't think of any time in those first 11 years.
And I think a big part of it too, and I literally just made this correlation as you were just processing that, was that we weren't having sex frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't have sex frequently, you probably aren't engaging in foreplay frequently. And so those two things do go hand in hand, because often foreplay leads to sex.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't always have to, but often it does. And so if one of aspect of that is not happening, the other probably isn't. And so you're not giving it any attention, mm-hmm. right? That's where we were. I mean, we've shared with you guys, you know, in those first years, sex was like maybe a couple, three, four times a month on a good month.
Mm-hmm.
on a good month. Most often it was probably a couple-ish times.
A month?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say we would definitely get the two times sort of, kind of. And then it'd be, I remember one period of time when I vowed to not bring up sex to you. And it was like 30 something days before I was just like, I'm done. I got to bring this up in some way. Cause if not, we'll never have sex. So.
And here's why it matters that we're having this conversation, right? Foreplay actually, it warms up not just the body for sex, but we shared with you guys at the top of the show. I mean, there are four different intimacies, right? Obviously, your sexual, your physical, your emotional, and potentially your recreational that are involved. So it's not just the sexual that's getting a jump start by foreplay, but it's also all of those other parts, especially your mind, mm-hmm. right? And when your mind and your body are fully engaged, sex goes to a different level. It's like, I can't even describe what happens when that engagement, that's where the fireworks come from, right? People talk about fireworks. When you've had fireworks in your marriage, I will tell you it's because mind, body, and soul have all been engaged in that experience,
mm-hmm.
right? And when you're doing all of these things that lead up to sex, and I don't want to make this, like, it doesn't have to be a big production. Right? This is not Hollywood. This is the two of you. It's getting into this place where you're like, wait, how can I actually, we opened the opening quote, right? Where we talk about it's all that sexual tension,
mm-hmm.
right? How do I build this for my spouse? What do I know about them? What do I know about what works for them? Because you, in this preparation place, right? You're building that sexual tension, right? And I do want to say, just as a sidebar, foreplay can be the main event. The two of you can actually decide as a couple, mm-hmm. in conversation, that would be the whole emotional intimacy part, that you're just going to get yourselves aroused and then you're going to stop. Right? And that's okay.
I remember there was a period of time where Elisa and I were doing that a lot. And I don't remember how many years ago that was at this point in time, but we would do this. We would find, it was great when the kids were younger because you could put them down to bed and naps. And then those were our times to just begin to romance mm-hmm. each other through foreplay. And so we would get ourselves aroused to a point where it was just on the cusp. And then we would walk away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just sit on that and just hang out in that place, that tension for hours, you know, and we'd go about our day.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until the evening when we'd come back together and then arouse each other once again and then go to completion.
And let's just talk about this kind of like from a male-female point of view, just what foreplay does,
mm-hmm.
right? Because for her, guys, I'm going to tell you something. Your wife sometimes needs that foreplay for her body to actually be able to physically respond to you. You know, we've done a show,
episode 618, Anatomy of a Female Orgasm. Go listen to it. I'll put a link here in the episode notes.
Quick overview of that show in like 15 seconds or less. During foreplay, her body starts the self-lubrication process. Her vagina lengthens and widens to be able to receive the penis.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't spend time there,
mm-hmm.
sex can be painful,
mm-hmm.
and dry. Those are not good things.
Right. There is a awesome quote that we have shared many a times, especially on Instagram. And it says, go down a waterside without water and you'll understand why foreplay is important.
Mm-hmm.
Because it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Having been there, male and female, I know from a male standpoint, if you go in dry, it hurts. And so preparing Elisa through foreplay is vitally important. So go listen to episode 618. Again, I said, it's in the show notes here. The link will be here.
But it's not just her.
Right.
That benefits from foreplay. For a man, that time also, mind, body, and soul. Come mm-hmm. on. He's getting in the game. And I just want to say here, I know that there's a lot of stereotyping that says men are always ready. They don't need foreplay. Yada, yada, yada. That is true in a lot of instances. What's also true is that there are an equal number of men who enjoy foreplay, who actually that helps them to get a firmer erection. Mm-hmm. It helps them to get mentally engaged with their spouse. It's not just for her.
I will say, and Elise and I have been married 24 years. I am now 47 years old. I'm not the 23-year-old guy with the amount of testosterone I have running through my body like I do now, because it's decreased over time. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, 23, 24, look at Elisa, no problem. Get an erection, let's go. Get in bed, let's go. Now, I also need foreplay. I will honestly, and I'm being honest here, so for you guys who may be in this situation as well, I am usually flaccid when we start. I am. Because it's just, I need that foreplay as well. I need that preparation to get a hard erection. And so if that's you as a guy, talk to your wife. Mm-hmm. Let her know. I've had to let Elisa know, because I had some self-doubts and I was a little bit of self-conscious when this was going on. And I was perpetuating the issue until I finally said, hey, Elisa, this is what's going on. I'm noticing my body changing. I love the penis book. It opened my eyes to a ton of information, and it allowed me to just tell her, like, hey, this is where I'm at. Mm-hmm. So I need foreplay just as much as you do.
And I just want to add one thing, guys and foreplay, is that there are a lot of men that will avoid foreplay because they're concerned about premature ejaculation and they're worried about becoming too aroused. Guys, you need to have the conversation with your wife if that's what the fear is. Because she's trying to understand why you won't engage with it at all. Because she wants it, or she would like to actually engage in it with you. If there's a concern in your marriage when it comes to your sexual intimacy, it's important to actually have that conversation. Because this is an area of your marriage, guys, that when this starts to be incorporated, or when the two of you start to understand it more, all of a sudden there's this shift in the sexual intimacy and what that looks like for the two of you. And we want to actually equip you to be able to talk about foreplay in your marriage after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counter full of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
We're back, and we're talking about how to talk about foreplay in your marriage. And I actually want to just start by sharing some of the comments that you all shared with us about what you wish your spouse knew, or what you'd like to be able to tell your spouse about foreplay and its importance. And so many of you, both men and women, you know, the comment we saw time and time again was, it matters to me. Mm-hmm. It matters. Sometimes we just need to ask our spouse, does this matter to you? Is this important to you? Others said, just because I'm a man doesn't mean that I don't want it or enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I totally love it. I think for me, when it comes to our sexual intimacy, foreplay is so vital. Mm-hmm. To me, I honestly just enjoy that time, because there is that emotional intimacy where we're talking to each other in the beginning, we're getting each other aroused, and then there's that physical touch and the physical intimacy of the touching and the bodies just connecting. Mm-hmm. And so I agree 100%. I mean, I love that moment. And I just want to, can I just share real quick though, sure, for guys? Man, if you're getting aroused during foreplay and you last, I don't know, under a minute, it's okay. It's okay. There is no problem. You have been aroused to a point of ejaculation. And so I believe, and this is just me, and I'm not a doctor or medical professional, but I do believe that this premature ejaculation has been thrown around way too much, to make us feel like we're less than. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, we're not. We have had, you've had an amazing foreplay experience. You are super aroused. Everything is moving in you. You're ready to go. When you penetrate your wife, you ejaculate and you're done. There's no problem. Been there, done that many a times. I do not roll over and go, dang it, I wish I would have done more. And Elisa's going like, that was amazing. And so do understand that just because that happens doesn't mean there's an issue. You've had an amazing foreplay session.
And I think that's important for wives to hear too.
Okay.
Because I think, and we're not going to get off on a tangent on premature ejaculation, but if the two of you have been spending a lot of time in extended foreplay, be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. At some point in time, he's going to need to ejaculate and it may happen quickly. That doesn't mean it's premature if he's been literally holding his erection for the entire time you've been having foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just as a side note. One of the things that you said there, just when you were talking about us, you were talking about conversation. And that was another comment that came up. Engage my mind as well as my body.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Foreplay can have conversation in it. Foreplay can have, you know, the physical touch and not just the sexual touch. I mean, over this last COVID year, we've gotten a lot more into massage.
Yeah, we have.
And I don't know why it took us so long to get there, but I'm really glad that that aspect of physical touch is part of our foreplay because it brings variety, which a lot of you have asked for or wish your spouse knew, that it doesn't have to be the same thing all the time. And in fact, variety and foreplay actually keeps it different, keeps it exciting, creates different anticipation mm-hmm. when it comes. Because if you're doing the same thing in the same way, the same time, that can get boring. Mm-hmm. Just because it works doesn't mean it's going to work in the same way every time.
And when you do get into that place where it is happening over and over, you engage in your emotional intimacy mm-hmm. and you be outside of the bedroom prior to foreplay, prior to sex, and you discuss it on a walk and talk, on a drive, wherever you may be. Variety is something that we need to be discussing outside the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Elisa and I have had to have this multiple times over the years.
Yeah. A couple of the comments that I think are important is foreplay shouldn't be one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
It takes two to tango, which means give and take mm-hmm. on both sides of the marriage bed.
Mm-hmm. How does that look though? Because there are times when oral sex is a big thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay. And I would feel like I'm being like, well, I'm giving it to you, Elisa, but there's nothing going on. So we had to move our bodies a little bit and move so that she could be touching me as well. Mm-hmm. So, all right, what does it look? And sometimes it will be just a one-sided, hey, I'm willing to please Elisa. I want to please her. It's totally cool and vice versa.
And the last thing that I want to share, and this came up time and time again in the comments, is this statement. It makes me feel connected and desired.
Mm.
And I can't tell you guys how many times in coaching sessions that phrase, I want to feel desired, comes up. You have the opportunity in foreplay to make your spouse feel desired, mm-hmm. to make them see and feel that you want them, to engage with them mind, body, and soul and say, you're the one, right? You're the one I want to be with. And guys, this is an area of your marriage that you have permission to talk about. You are married to your spouse. Have a conversation about foreplay. Ask the questions, right? This is where the emotional intimacy comes in. What do you like?
And here's the thing, because we know that you may be sitting there going like, we've never talked about this and we're 25 years married. How do I bring this up? You know how you bring it up? You go, hey, you know what, honey? We've been having sex for 25 years. I'd love for us to begin to explore it in a new light
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, would you be willing to go out for a walk and talk? Would you be willing to take, you know, 5 minutes to just go sit out on the patio with me so we can just start that conversation? Conversation, communication, your emotional intimacy is a skill that can be learned.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that you can learn it. It doesn't happen overnight. It is one you need to do over and over again. And yet the first step is usually the hardest and most scariest. And yet once you do it, you get it moving. And you can just go, what do you like? And they may look at you and go,
I have no idea.
I have no idea. We've never talked about it. And that means you may have to be the one to go, you know what I would like? You know what I would enjoy? You know what would be intimate for me? Mm-hmm. What about this? And so engage in the conversation. And your spouse, again, may not respond. They may be in utter shock. It's okay. It's a 5-minute conversation. You don't need to go more. Leave it at that and move on.
And you can have acknowledged, you know, when it comes to conversations like this, acknowledge the fact, you know what, no one ever sat me down and said, here's how you're going to talk about foreplay to your wife, or here's how you're going to talk about foreplay to your husband. Mm-mm. Those conversations don't happen. It's why Tony and I get behind these microphones and say, hey, couples can have this conversation. You can ask your spouse, what parts of your body do you like me to touch? Find out. You may be surprised. You may have been touching the wrong body parts. Inadvertently, because you think you're touching the right ones, but you've never had the conversation. You can get into the conversation and say, what does it look like to start foreplay before we even hit the bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What does foreplay look like throughout the day? You can be seeding the intention in text messages, in notes, in touches throughout the day. But you don't know that, and you don't know what they want if you don't have the conversation. It's virtually impossible to know. Unless the two of you talk about, you know, how do we start foreplay outside? Foreplay doesn't have to be the last 3.2 seconds before the two of you have sex. It can be more than just a hand reaching across a bed or rolling over and saying, hey, want to have sex. You can get into this place. And I understand, guys, you know, because people have asked us, how do you guys talk about sex? And like, we've been practicing it for the last 12 years.
13.
Okay. Even longer. We've been practicing it. We've had really awkward conversations, right? And we weren't confident when we first started.
Mm-mm.
It was awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Tony's palms would start to sweat and he'd start doing this like flex the palm thing, you know, flex the fist because that's what he does when he's nervous. And I would sit there and stare over his shoulder because that's what I do when I don't want to engage. And here's what changed. Just like the couple whose hug we shared at the top of the show, we kept doing it, even when it was awkward, even when it felt uncomfortable, even when the answer was, I don't know, never thought about it. Even in that place, we'd say, okay, you know what? Let's just give it a couple days and let's just regroup. And I want to say to you, if this is the first time that you're bringing this up to your spouse and they're like, why are you bringing this up?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't affirm them that it doesn't mean your marriage is broken. Affirm them that it doesn't necessarily mean that things are wrong or bad. Affirm that they're your person, that this is your spouse, and you want to have the most extraordinary marriage ever with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times these conversations can get people going, why are you bringing this up?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? If you're stepping into this for the first time, one, know that we are giving you virtual high fives from behind these microphones. We know that these are different conversations. We know that hearing a 30 minutes on why foreplay matters, you might be going, what the heck? But let me tell you something. When the two of you connect in those four different pillars of intimacy, the four out of the six, things are going to shift. You're going to experience sexual intimacy, kind of that culmination, in a way that you never have before. And what does that change in your marriage?
Mm.
When you're looking at going, I know what my husband likes for foreplay. I know exactly how to touch my wife to get her aroused. What happens to your confidence? What happens to the intimacy? And I'm using the global intimacy, that closeness and connection between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're willing, it's a choice to pay attention to this area of your marriage.
Yeah. Foreplay, it's amazing how it touches four of the six pillars of intimacy. And this week, our challenge to you is to, one, have that conversation. Get it going. Start that. And then your second part of this week is to actually do what your spouse has asked you to do. And together, pleasure one another in foreplay, in preparation for an amazing sexual experience. So go out there, have fun this week. Foreplay is something beautiful and wonderful that the two of you get to experience, and see it as something that is truly an amazing gift that you give to one another. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.